The Obama administration has 2 years to go, 2 years with a Republican-led Congress. Now, some might assume not a lot will get done in these 2 years, but John Palguda, vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service, says au contraire, and he joins us now to explain. Hi, John.
Good morning, Emily.
So, John, I understand this is quite the topic for discussion in the partnership's leadership training seminars lately.
Well, that's correct, Emily, and I think appropriately so. It is the last 2 years of the administration, and heaven help us, we're focused on the 2016 elections already. But the fact of the matter is we still have to have government operating and accomplishing things for the public. And, there's a lot that can and need to be done in the last years of administration. So we are doing some training with political appointees and with career executives. And there is a big focus. In fact, we'll have quite a gathering over at the old executive office building this afternoon with a group of some of them are incoming political appointees who are coming in to help out for the last 2 years.
I want to ask you about them. I mean, how does it feel and what sort of issues are these new political appointees coping with? Because on one hand, they've got a great opportunity in front of them. On the other hand, they might be dealing with colleagues who are sort of like, oh, yeah, well, you know, in 2 years, there'll be another administration and we'll really ramp up again.
I think it probably varies. I don't know of any political appointee who comes in saying, OK, I'm just going to ride this thing out. Actually, quite a few of them are fairly enthusiastic. It's their chance to come in and in admittedly a relatively brief period of time, if you consider 2 years brief, it's a chance for them to really make a contribution and do something good. And of course, they don't know who's going to be in the next administration. And at least maybe a few of them are thinking, well, perhaps, depending, there could be some opportunities there. But one of the things that we tell appointees, there's basically, you need to get a job done. And we've got some tips for them. There's actually, I think, six things that we try to get across in terms of how they might be able to really lead during the last 2 years of administration. One of the things we tell them, tip number one, is that the career folks are watching. They can tell, and I've been a career manager, a career executive, and I've actually gone through seven transitions. So I've been around a long time.
Yeah.
They can tell. Career employees can tell when an appointee goes into coast mode. So don't. I think an appointee has to make it clear that there are priorities, and the main priority during the next 2 years is we have a mission to accomplish. So that's number one. Number two is that it's not going to be just about keeping the trains running. That's part of it. But, they have to think about laying some new tracks, to stretch the metaphor a bit, and to also invest and maintain the infrastructure. You've got to look ahead.
I think, John, I should say we're speaking with John Palguda. He's vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service. That might be the biggest assumption, that this is a time to just keep the trains running on time, given the fact that there's a Republican Congress and that there are just 2 years left in the administration. Where is their opportunity for new ideas or for dramatic changes?
Well, not all of it is going to be sexy stuff, Emily, in terms of major new programs and initiatives. Certainly anything that's going to require congressional approval probably doesn't have a great chance of success. But I think good leadership, by definition, is taking a long view of things. And understanding that some of the management issues, the people, the systems, procedures, are the things that are important to getting the job done. So, our third tip for leaders is that, look, you do need to take a long view of things, but it may not be initiating or rolling out new programs, but it may be recruiting new employees, training your career managers to step up, you know, making sure your systems and procedures are up to date, maybe planning for a major IT upgrade, which, you know, is not going to pay off necessarily until sometime during the next administration. But your leadership responsibility is to plan now for future success. So that's something else. But yeah, I mean, you know, they have to be realistic also. And one of the other tips that we give, Emily, for appointees is that, you know, they really need to focus, and some of them do this automatically, but they all need to focus on engaging with their career employees, especially career executives. If they ask for help, and if they ask for the commitment of employees to help get things done, most of them are going to gladly rise to that challenge. So don't assume that, well, okay, I'm here as an appointee for the next 2 years. I'm going to push stuff through, and then I'm gone. It's, you know, no, I may be gone, but these folks that I'm working with are still going to be here, the career employees, and I need to engage with them. I need to get their buy-in, and I need their help.
So think of it more as a relay than a sprint.
Well, that's actually one of the last tips that I like to provide. Political appointees run a sprint. You're absolutely right, Emily. They're here and they're, you know, they're running full steam because they know they get to take a break in 2 years from now and think about doing something else. Career employees are running a marathon. And I think a political appointee has to understand that the pace is different. So the last tip for political appointees is not everything can and will get done. There's just never enough time, never enough resources. So you have to set reasonable goals and expectations, and you have to really plan for, getting the job done, making investments, and, you know, keeping the marathon on a good pace. And understanding that is a big step towards success.
Now, John, just real quick before I let you go, many career federal employees might think, oh, yeah, I've been there, done that, especially if they've been working for the government for a while. But do you have or do you give at this time of an administration any tips for career folks?
Absolutely. And the number one tip that I give, and I have a chance to talk to, you know, career managers and employees and execs, is they need to be supportive of the politicals, and part of being supportive means giving honest feedback to them. You know, if something's not going to happen, don't assume, well, I'll play along and then, you know, they'll be gone. Let them know this isn't going to happen, or here's some landmines that we need to avoid, and also identify opportunities for the appointees on if there's a way to improve the getting the job done, and if they understand the objectives and they have a better way to achieve those objectives, share it. But they have to be supportive and they have to be honest with the appointees.
John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, thanks as always for joining us.
Emily, it's always my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll post this interview later this morning. You'll